So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphone!
And a phony at the mic! Whoa!
And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this isn't a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the number. You can call, you can text, because we're going to have some live guests in studio talking about paranormal Chicago. So we want you to be part of that. Any questions you have about any haunted places around town? I assume none of us won the lottery because we're all sitting here in the studio. We won nothing, not even like the short numbers, nothing.
Well, I knew I wouldn't win the lottery because I didn't play the lottery.
Do you not play?
I haven't played the lottery in decades.
Really?
Yeah.
Curtis, did you buy a ticket?
I did not.
See, we have people in my office that bought like a group ticket,
right.
or group tickets, I should say, probably $100 worth of tickets. I did. And I normally don't play a large amount. I threw 20 down on the Mega Millions and 10 on the... You know, I haven't checked my numbers yet. Maybe they pulled.
Yeah, but they've already determined from the computers
where
the winners. There was one in... Hold on a second, because I've been reading it.
Yeah.
One in Oak Forest and another one at a BP gas station in Chicago, but they didn't identify which one.
Oh God! I always get it from BP, and I didn't do it. I didn't do it today.
Oh, you didn't
go? I got it from someplace else. But they were both in Chicago.
Well, Forest Park. What did I say?
Oak Forest
and Chicago. Yeah, and those were the only two $1 million tickets sold.
Ah, $1 million tickets.
Yeah, it was $1 million ticket.
But there's the Mega Millions, and then there's Powerball. Powerball was pulled tonight.
Yeah, that's completely different.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I played that too.
Oh, you played Powerball?
Yeah, I did.
Well, do you know what you...
No,
would you like me to look? I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, please send it over.
No problem. Okay.
You know, I was looking at this, though. Like, and you do think for like a brief moment while you're standing in line, because there was a line to buy tickets.
Of course, yeah.
And you think for a brief moment, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you win? And it's now $1.6 million.
Right. It's $1.6 billion. It will be more than that by the time they draw on Tuesday.
I thought that was the predicted number.
No, that's what it is now. You know, they always give you what it is estimated now.
But it went from 900 million, it almost doubled already in 24 hours?
It went from a billion. And then it went to 1.6 billion.
That's amazing.
But it went to a billion up from, I think, something like 920 million.
Wow.
Like the estimate after the last drawing was still in the hundreds of millions, like, you know, 900 or something like that. And then by the time the drawing 3 or 4 days later, whatever it is, it was up to a billion because of all the people buying more tickets.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
4,000 people have become millionaires in the national lottery since it was first launched. 85% of the winners remain anonymous. I think I would be one of those guys. Now, I know it's a little more difficult in Illinois, but you can create I was reading about this. You can create like a, what am I thinking of here? An estate fund of some sort.
Right.
You can call it whatever you want.
Right, right. Yeah, you go to a lawyer, you set it up, and
They wouldn't necessarily know that you
right
that you won.
Your lawyer would represent you,
I would
account.
Definitely, you know, for safety
sure.
of family,
oh, sure.
and so forth. I would want to remain
sure. Powerball. Jackpot
winners,
none. $2 million winners, Florida and Tennessee.
Powerball what was pulled tonight?
Yeah, last night.
Yeah,
October 20th. It was $620 million. Well, actually, now the next drawing is estimated $620 million.
So no one did win.
No one won the jackpot.
Mm.
what did just happen to my computer? Oh,
by the way,
my goodness.
The odds of winning the lottery are 350 million to one. A billion, excuse me, to
yeah.
one. Yet there's a family from Tipton, West Midlands, that has had three separate jackpot wins totaling 3.2 million.
I don't understand how that happens.
Yeah.
So now we've got a bet. I've got a bet with Matt Bubala, who is going out, and he's going to buy tickets for me and Jess and himself for Tuesday's drawing. But I have a bet that when the winner in the Mega Millions is picked, it is going to be somebody from a town with less than 6,200 people in it.
Ooh, so now you're doing some side bets here.
Well, yeah, because if you look at it, the winners of these big things are always from really small communities.
Hmm.
It's the weirdest thing. At least that's my interpretation of the decades that they've been pulling these winners.
Most drawn lotto ball, 38. So that's your lucky number, 314 times since 1994.
What was it, 30?
38.
38.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never one of the numbers I pick.
Mm-hmm.
I always pick, like most people, birthdays, anniversaries, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my lucky number, which is 24?
Yeah.
Not so lucky.
Not so lucky.
No. It's probably the least drawn number.
Average number of cars that a millionaire lottery winner buys?
Oh, I'll say 4.
4.5.
Ooh.
Very good. People are more likely to do this than win the lottery. Die from an asteroid strike. 1 in 74 million.
There you go.
Become a movie star. 1 in 1.5 million. Get struck by lightning. 1 in 1.1 million. And bowl a 300 game. 1 in 11,500.
Oh, yeah. We've got guys on our league on Thursday nights. I think we've had 200-300 games already this season.
44% of lotto winners lose their entire fortune.
Mm-hmm.
48% of lotto winners continue to work. I would think so.
Especially if you can hide the money.
Yeah.
Because where would you work if people knew who you were?
True. Only 55% of lottery winners say they're happier. Hey, money doesn't buy happiness.
You got that right.
It helps.
It does help make things a little easier.
Yeah.
But then you got all that money, and it's...
83% of winners of the lottery share their winnings with family.
Yeah, that makes sense.
See, now, I would share it with family that's truly part of my life, and the people I see every day that I have really good relationships with. I don't think I would share it with everybody. Like, if you're ever part of my life.
Well, how many levels back would you go in your family?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, people that I talk to regularly.
Well, sure.
Like, there would be people here that I would give, you know, you guys, I work with you guys every week. Of course, yeah, I'd give you a cut.
I love you.
Wow. All right. Lock the studio door. Let's see here. Only 1% of winners of the lottery fall under the knife of a plastic surgeon. So there's only like a small percentage
who change their...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
8% of winners transfer their children from public to private schools.
I could understand that. Yeah. I'm surprised
safety.
It's... Yeah.
Maybe safety?
Yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you know.
I would.
32% of lottery winners gain weight.
Oh, man, I'm already there, and I haven't won anything yet.
68% of lottery winners continue to play the lottery, so they think they're going to win.
Why?
They think they're going to win again.
See, that's probably where they lose all the money again.
Maybe.
Because they start buying tons. Who did I saw a story yesterday that Mayweather, the boxer?
Yeah.
Spent over $1,000 on tickets.
Oh, good Lord.
He spent $2,000.
Was it 2,000?
Yeah, it was 2,000.
Yeah, 2,000 got nothing.
But we actually got a call from Chris from Midway. The BP station was at 65th and Kedzie.
Ooh.
65th and Kedzie. Well, no, that wasn't me. Son of a... All right. Well, we're going to have fun tonight anyway. Despite our losses, we're going to have Ursula Bielski.
We're richer
in
spirit and love than we are in money.
Whatever. So we're going to talk about Haunted Chicago tonight. And I really, really, really look forward to this conversation because it is so traditional to do this in Chicago. And as I said, Steve and Johnny did it. Eddie Schwartz did it. Talking about these great haunted areas of Chicago, and Ursula is the expert, and she does tours all over the city, and she's got some new ones that she's doing this year. I mean, this is her Christmas.
Yeah.
And Sven Gulli. Mm-hmm. They're just nonstop through the season, but she's got some great stories. We're going to talk to her. And then, we're going to play our little old-time radio, and I know you just did that a little while ago, but we always play three. We play House in Cypress Canyon, Sorry, Wrong Number, and On a Country Road. On a Country Road's my ultimate favorite.
Yeah.
But we'll be doing that at around 3:20. And this is Agnes Moorhead. And I believe, if tell me if I'm right on this, I think she did this show, very rarely did this show, but she did it like three or four times.
Sorry, on the radio. Number.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Same
yeah.
episode.
Yes.
And I'm not,
because it was so great.
Yeah.
And then they would just keep bringing her back, because again, even though I think the original recording exists of the very first performance
on radio. Yeah, I'm not sure if it does, yeah.
It was difficult to save shows back in the day. You know, it was expensive.
Well, I mean, there's a ton out there since we're playing it all the time.
Right, but there are even more that have not been saved. There are old-time radio shows that don't exist in recorded form anymore.
But here's the thing. They didn't rerun them. That's the thing. They might have saved but there wasn't a rerun.
So when
there was back by popular demand, she just said, well, I'm going to come back in and do it again.
And that
and
very
each
well,
time she did it was unique.
Oh, yeah. That very well could have been because of the union contract. There was no compensation in there, or because if you remember the bands having to play live on the radio because the union demanded it, you couldn't play recorded music.
Yeah.
So again, that could have been because of the contract.
Could have been.
Yeah.
And much more. And let's get to Ursula. We're coming up next on 720 WGN.